Kathmandu Kite Shop opened up down at the long-shuttered Suds and Duds laundromat. Kathmandu Kite isn't a kite store. Its name means higher than a Kathmandu kite, and they sell cannabis products. The Barker brothers, Tom and Harold, both in their 50s, figured it was the investment opportunity of a lifetime, deducing, I guess, us Southenders had been waiting decades for legal marijuana to hit a retail store near us. What we've been waiting for was another laundromat. Maybe reopen the tidy store, and why not, while we're making a wish list, bring in a decent little tavern and spare us the DUIs getting home at night from our favorite watering holes. On opening day, a few of us curious looky-loos rolled in to see what was behind the gated windows and the concrete block walls. Tom and Harold had painted the blocks, not green like you might expect, but an inconspicuous gray. Legal or not, they wanted a stealth presence, apparently. "Come on in, guys," Harold piped up when we cracked open the steel door with Kathmandu Kite nicely lettered in mauve block print. In one of the barred windows, a neon open stood out like a Christmas light in June. Display cabinets had hand-blown glass pipes and bongs, baggies of exotic strains, candies and drops, edibles and smokables. Two Toke was in seventh heaven, at least until he saw the prices. "My God," Harold whined, "I'd have to get a job to buy from you boys." Tom said, "Well, it's going to shake down soon. Still got some bugs, not enough product, and the medical dispensaries undersell us, but that'll get sorted out. I'd give you some samples, you know, but the state frowns on that." We all fumbled around a while, a little embarrassed we weren't filling up shopping bags with product, but finally Dottie Bingham and a gaggle of her friends hauled in, giving us an escape. I wish Tom and Harold all the luck in the world, I really do, but hellfire, they're selling us at twice the price what we've been growing since the 60s. Maybe they've been sampling their own merchandise.